Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to talk about a prayer alert that Cindy Jacobs made available on her website. This prayer alert is just for us as the body of Christ, as Christians, to be vigilant and understand that, listen, victories that are won in the natural really are always won in the supernatural, that we have a way that we can pray, we can communicate to God, we can have God partner with us, and we can partner with God to stop some of the bad things that are trying to happen right now in our country and other parts of the world. But this dream was given to a woman by the name of Melissa Haskins, who, my understanding, has dreamt and had prophetic encounters about several major world events that have occurred. She saw those in advance, and they actually happened as she saw them. And so Cindy Jacobs wanted to send out this prayer alert just moments ago, really, to alert intercessors, the body of Christ, Christians, to pray and to seek God on behalf of this. And I'm going to read just kind of a portion of this dream, a little bit of this note, so that we can have some sort of context for this and we can know how to pray. But Melissa writes that Cindy Jacobs had shared many words compelling the body of Christ to pray for the naval yards in D.C., the Naval Academy, and other naval bases throughout the nation and the world. And she had this dream, a warning dream, she felt, about D.C. and America. And in this dream, she said, "I dreamt of a man who came to me at a naval commuter ferry train, metro base on the water near Washington, D.C. He was handsome with a beard, but casually dressed. And he was saying to me, 'Do you come to D.C. often?' And I replied, 'When God takes me there.' He said, 'Me too.' Then he said, 'It's easy.' Then he said, 'It's so easy to just touch something casually until we realize it's nuclear. And in an instant, everything has gone nuclear.' He pointed to an expensive Navy ship and he gestured, 'Don't touch it. Nuclear.' Then I saw a large locust-shaped boat, silver, shiny, and chrome, pull up to the harbor, and it was a luxury harbor cruise boat. People were partying on it and having fine dinners. And I saw an African-American man and a woman and knew he was going to propose to her. She was wearing a red dress, but the dress itself was shaped like a locust, and I felt a warning in my spirit. Then I saw something strange, something weird of an aircraft fly low overhead, and the same man remarked to me saying, 'We are standing here in time to see this.'" And it's interesting that she says that she saw this ferry type of boat in the waters, because just moments ago, I think today, the president just signed an agreement that would allow licenses for ferry boats to cross to Cuba and back. And so it's just kind of interesting. But, think about that. Many times we're looking for an attack to come, in different places, and we have the government working very hard to protect us. But who would think that maybe a nuclear capability would be on some sort of passenger cruise ship, if you will? And she gives some prayer points that we want to pray about, one of which is pray for nuclear escalations to be restrained. I mean, right now we're in the context of being able to, in June, solidify, they're looking to have this deal with Iran all finished and done, which would basically give them access, if you will, to enrich uranium at a more rapid pace than really many people would like, including Israel, because they could be very quick to a breakout bomb. And why that's important is because Iran has not been shy about their hatred towards Israel and their plans for annihilation. I mean, they're not holding it back. They've said it publicly many times. And so that's a great concern. So we definitely want to pray about that. Not to mention that North Korea has nuclear weapons, and it's a volatile situation. We really, I mean, you could mm-hmm. be on the precipice of a third war that could start just in a matter of time. And I think about, when in reference to this dream, John Paul Jackson's prophetic headlines, where mm-hmm. He was getting these newspapers that were flying in kind of in circles, if you will, and they were lifted up in front of him. And one of the headlines that he read that the Lord showed him in this encounter said, "Where was the Navy?"
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to pray for our Navy, for our brave men and women that serve in our military to protect us. And we want to pray against any kind of nuclear threat on American soil and Israel. We're talking about this dream that was given to Melissa Haskins regarding nuclear threat. And don't forget that you can sign up to the Torch newsletter simply by going to VFNTV.com. It's a great way for you to stay up to date. This email comes out, this newsletter comes out every single week with the best of the best of VFNTV. You don't want to miss it. Go straight into your inbox. Again, go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch newsletter today. But we're talking about this dream given to Melissa Haskins about a potential nuclear threat
mm-hmm.
In D.C. Harbor.
Yeah.
That it was a ship and potentially could be like a cruise line.
Yeah.
And that we need to pray about that. And one of the prayer points that Cindy Jacobs Ministries is putting out is to pray for the restraint of this nuclear, restraint, of development, mm-hmm. to halt it, that we don't have a kind of this race here. Because this is the deal. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, many people are reporting and suggesting that that's going to spark a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. And so you'll have many of those countries. It could be Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Then becoming them nuclear themselves.
Yeah, sure. Egypt.
Yeah.
Lebanon. Do we really want Lebanon, Egypt, Yemen to have nuclear weapons?
Mm-hmm.
It would be very, very serious situation. And so we want to pray against that. The other thing that I thought was pretty interesting was in regards to no casual touch. She was told in the dream, don't touch things casually. And the warning here is that not to touch things casually or situations that can become nuclear conflicts, to exercise extreme discretion mm-hmm. and wisdom, and not to flippantly go around touching things with your mouth or hands or what have you that can automatically begin to start blowing up. And we need great humility and that dependency upon the Lord for wisdom
mm-hmm.
In terms of the things that we need to be touching and addressing and the things that we need to refrain about. But we really need to have that abiding relationship with God that helps us to hear what He is saying and for us to speak what He's saying and not to speak what He's not saying. And we just got to tune our ears and be very dependent upon Him and His direction. The other thing that she was talking about, Steve, was pray that no devouring force gains access through our gates.
Mm-hmm. When I think about that, like what you're just saying before, as far as not to touch anything casually, oftentimes I've brought up trying to share with others what's going on in the international community and the fact that we're at the negotiating table with Iran, and they think of, oh, it's just another negotiation. It's just something else. It's another, political situation. It's just like, that's not casual. This is in regards to Israel. This is in regards to America and Iran. And when you think about those basic principles, and it's just like, that is something to just seek the face of God and fall on our faces and say, dear God, this is not a good situation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a casual moment. And to me, it's just like, that is just comes so much as a highlight when you say how many times that we've looked at that situation casually.
Yeah. So true. As she says here that we need to pray that no devouring force gains access through our gates. I mean, we've prayed much, we've warned much
mm-hmm.
about the borders and how so many people have crossed these borders, OTMs, other than Mexicans. In fact, Kamal Saleem with Kuhn Ministries reports that over 450-some-odd thousand, I believe, terrorists, jihadists, are actually in the country today. I mean, we saw what happened just a couple of days ago in Garland, Texas, where ISIS is taking responsibility for the first attack on U.S. soil. And so we need to be vigilant and prayerful and sound the alarm, if you will, not in fear, but understand that in great humility, we can actually see God for this in prayer, and God will give us strategy. He'll give us wisdom. Mm-hmm. He'll give us insight of what we need to do and how we could prevent tragedy from coming on our shores and hurting others. But in particular, this had to do with the ship. And this is what Cindy writes. She says, Melissa saw the ship in her dream as a harbor cruiser in the natural realm, but a locust in the spirit. A locust represents a devourer force, perhaps disguised as a wealthy yacht, somehow gained access into Washington, D.C. harbor. And so we want to pray no access.
Yeah, absolutely.
No access and no destruction. But we're seeing these multi, you know, dimensional front attacks because we talked about how the destroyer, if you will, destroying spirit that Rick Joyner was talking about in reference to the dream that he had where people were coming through the borders, southwest borders, and were doing horrific things. And to people that ISIS would say that, wow.
That's merciful.
They would consider to be heading merciful.
Yeah.
And so, again, not to promote fear or anything like that, but just so that we can be aware and pray and ask God to intervene. And then, of course, she mentions in this prayer alert that we need to pray for God's intervention regarding the Iranian deal. And that is so, so important because, listen, we are just days, literally days away from the finalizing of what appears to be a very, very bad deal, not only for the apple of God's eye, Israel, but really for us, America, and really the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. No one benefits if Iran has a nuclear weapon. And this plan allegedly, reportedly, is going to allow them to enrich this uranium without any kind of checks and balances and would allow them, I mean, they say that they're in place, but, you know, you have to be able to allow inspectors. I mean, they had these checks and balances for Saddam Hussein. And it was reported that these you know, they would kick the inspectors out. They were hiding things. They were burying weapons. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that this deal doesn't actually happen. I mean, my understanding is that Congress still has to approve this. And there's a lot of fine details that have to occur. But this agenda has been progressively moving forward. And we want to pray. Also, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's in the beginning stages right here, or actually final stages of solidifying and unifying his government. And so we are on a timeline here that is really important that we pray, considering this is a Shemitah year, and this is, we're approaching in September, the fourth of the last of the four blood moons. So there's a convergence all occurring. I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you right now, and we want to pray against this nuclear threat and for the church to awaken and fulfill the Great Commission. Father, we just pray right now with our audience that this nuclear threat, Lord, would just go away in the name of Jesus, that there will be no attack, there will be nothing happening in our harbor, that you would touch our Navy and our military, God, give them wisdom, let them unfoil any plot, any attack, any strategy to do us harm. And Father, we pray for your awakened church, Lord, to fulfill the Great Commission and to impact the nations of the world with the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.